שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
Hello, we're reading from the Zohar for All book, from the introduction of the book of Zohar, article Who is This? Item 169. You can find this in the study materials tab in the Aravut system. You can also send questions during the lesson.
Yes, and we are once again scrutinizing, connecting with our tendency to rise and rise toward the Creator with His help, which is basically our whole life. Only to identify that we are doing it every day, even though we might not be aware of it every moment. But we are certainly already approaching states where each and every one should start being inspired, excited over how each day we have, although a small ascent, but it's an ascent, and it's small because we cannot identify great things, like babies, who little children who don't notice the great things happening next to them. Everything seems in small scale to them. So let's see how we each day make an ascent until we begin to enter it more and more personal and as a group and as a world. Please.
Article Who is This? Item 169. Rabbi Elazar opened and said, Who is it rising from the desert? Who is it? Is the whole of two sanctities, two worlds,
Binah
and Malchut, in one bonding and in one connection. Rising means that she is actually rising to be the Holy of Holies, since me, Bina, the Holy of Holies, connected with this, Malchut, so that Malchut will be rising, which is the Holy of Holies. From the desert, since she inherited this from the desert, to be a bride and to enter the chuppah. It is written, Who is it rising from the desert, clinging to her beloved? This is about the end of correction, when the bride rises to the chuppah. The Zohar refers who is it to Bina, who is called Mi, and to Malchut, who is called this. It says that at that time, who is it will be included as one, two sanctities included. This is so because prior to the end of correction, only Bina is called holy. And Malchut that rises to Bina is sanctified only in the holiness of Bina. But at the end of correction, Malchut herself will be holy too, like Bina. And who is it rising will be an inclusion of two sanctities, two worlds, Bina and Malchut, in one bonding and in one connection. A connection is the bundle of life, the end of the Malchut and the screen that rises that raises reflected light and connects all the Sfirot as one. At that time, it will end in Yud, forever equal to Bina.
שזה נקרא קשר אחד וחיבור אחד.
This is called one connection and one bonding. Since the level of light of Malchut will be connected to the level of Bina. Actually as one. For then, Malchut herself will be rising to be the actual Holy of Holies, like the Bina. Actually rising like a burnt offering, which is the Holy of Holies. This is because me, Abba Vehima, the Holy of Holies, connected this Malchut so that Malchut will be discerned in the form of rising, which is the Holy of Holies. For then, a bonding of me with this was done, to make this herself the Holy of Holies. And since this is so, it is impossible for any diminution to be in Malchut, since her own sanctity is the Holy of Holies, like the Bina. This is why it is written, death will be swallowed up forever. Also, it was said that she inherited it from the desert to be a bride and to enter the chupa. The desert is the place of the serpent, the seraph, and the scorpion, and the keepers of the Torah are regarded as the makers of the Torah. It follows that this great coupling of the end of correction was done specifically from the desert.
I
think let's continue. For the time being, it's like an introduction.
Min ha-midbar hi ola, kmo shekatuv.
170. She rises from the desert, as it is written, and your desert is comely. She rises in the desert of lip whispering. Midbar, desert, means dibul, speech. As it is written, these mighty gods, these are the gods who smote the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the desert. But was everything that the Creator did to them in the desert and not in a settled place? In the desert means in speech, as it is written, and your desert is calmly. As it is, and is written, from the desert shall lift, so is rising from the desert. Indeed, from the desert, meaning with that speech of the mouth. Malchut rises and enters between the mother's wings, Bina. Afterwards, through speech, Malchut descends and stays over the heads of the holy people. Explanation. Prior to the end of correction, while Malchut is called Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, her entire correction is done through the Man, by which the righteous raise Malchut to Bina. Through this ascent, Malchut becomes as holy as Bina, for the time being. These man are a prayer in whisper, since Malchut, speech, cannot be in a state of speaking only goodness without evil, except when the voice in the speech is from Bina.
שזה ייחוד קול ודיבור, זיווג, זון.
Which is a unification of voice and speech, a coupling of zon in gadlut. Since Zeranpin receives the voice of Ima and gives in the speech of the Malchut. At that time, the speech is all good, without any bad at all, and she receives the mochin of holiness. Indeed, without this mitigation from the voice of Bina, the voice of Malchut, the first nine, there is a grip for the shells in Malchut, and she cannot receive from the holiness. Hence, the ascent of man is considered that the righteous rays in prayer, which are in whisper of the lips, speech without a voice, as it is written, only her lips move, but her voice is not heard. This is because when there is no grip to the man that they raise, and they can raise the Malchut to Bina too, so she receives the voice from Bina. At that time, she becomes a holy structure and receives Mochin in a coupling of voice and speech. And the sanctity of her speech stays over the heads of the righteous who corrected them. This is why it was said, she rises from the desert, as it is written, and your desert is calmly. Since the bride is now destined for the great coupling, to enter the chuppah, through the raising of man of the righteous, as it is written, and your desert is calmly. When they extend the voice from Ima into the speech to Malchut, by that the desert of the Malchut becomes as calmly and as beautiful as Bina. Because all those zivugim that were made before one by one have now gathered into the great coupling to admit her into the chuppah. And in that desert of the lip whispering, she rises through the man that they raised previously by the whisper of the lips, in a speech without a voice, since her voice is still in the first nine, and the voice of Ima was extended into her. Thus, all of the good deeds, now the great coupling to enter the chuppah, has been made, since now her own voice has become good without any bad at all, too, and she becomes holy of holies like Ima. The speech in the whisper is regarded as the speaking of the mouth, that is, without the adding of the palate, throat, teeth and tongue, but only through the outlet of the lips and the mouth. To be as it is written, her voice is not heard. Malchut rises by that speech of the mouth, that so is the way of raising man. And then she enters between the mother's wings and rises between the wings of Bina. This means that she receives the voice of the wings of Ima into her speech. And then, in the speech that she receives, she ascends and stays over the heads of the holy people.
It
is so because once she receives the voice of the quality of mercy from Ima, she becomes as holy as her, and her holiness returns to those who corrected her. And they too are called holy people, like her, since her speech is now holy, like Ima.
Let's continue. I don't see, for the time being, any place here for additions.
How does Malchut rise in speech? In the beginning, when a person rises in the morning, he should bless his master when he opens his eyes. How does he bless? This is what the first Hasidim would do. They would place a vessel with water before them, and when they awoke at night, they would wash their hands, stand, and engage in Torah, and bless for reading in it. When the rooster called, it is actually midnight. And the Creator is with the righteous in the Garden of Eden. Also, it is forbidden to bless in the morning with impure and filthy hands. And so it is every hour. Explanation. Since the beginning of Malchut's correction should be with whispering of the lips, why do we bless out loud immediately upon waking up from sleep? Should have been a blessing in whisper, to first extend the voice from Ima, which is raising the Malchut by speaking with the voice of Ima. The first Hasidim corrected that correction in a practical manner, since the ascent of the man is either in action or in speech. Hence, since during one's sleep, the spirit of holiness departs, and the spirit of impurity of the primordial serpent is over him, since slumber is 1/60th of death. And death is from the impurity of the primordial serpent. Hence, upon waking up from slumber, that evil spirit did not entirely retire from him. It is still present on the tips of his fingers, since anything that is holiest, the Sitra Acha clings to it most. And the fingers are the holiest in the body, for there is the place of instilling of Chokmah, as it is written, and all the wise-hearted women spun with their hands. Hence the Sitra Acha of death does not retire from there even after the awakening. And it needs an action, the washing of hands. Two vessels must be prepared. One, a higher vessel called natla, washing cup, and two, a lower vessel to receive the filth. The higher vessel called Natla indicates the vessel of Bina, for the Sitra Achra flees from the light of Bina. It follows that the washing of fingers with the waters of Bina chases the Sitra Achra away from there, purifies the Malchut from the evil in her, and she remains good. Then it is possible to engage in Torah and to bless for the Torah in a way that the act of washing the hands is similar to raising man by the whispering of the lips to the wings of the mother. And when the rooster calls, it is actually midnight, as it is written, the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. Since the Holy Divinity in the vessel of Malchut has diminished into the lesser light that clothed in the shells, as it is written, and her legs go down to death. This means the tree of good and bad. If one is rewarded, it is good. If he's not rewarded, it is bad. Thus, there are two halves in Malchut, good and bad. A half in which he has been rewarded, and a half in which he has not been rewarded. Hence, her governance too, which is the night, was divided after her into two halves as well. The first half of the night, as in not rewarded, it is bad, as it is written, you appoint darkness and it becomes night, in which all the beasts of the forest prowl out. Two, the second half of the night, rewarded, it is good. The first correction for the good half is done at the very point of midnight, since then Malchut receives the voice of Bina. When Malchut rises and is mitigated inside Malchut Ovima, and the judgment inside Malchut becomes a holy judgment from the side of good without any bad. The meaning is that this judgment falls and stays over the Sitra Achra and becomes mercy over Israel. After midnight, a flame comes out of Isaac's pillar and strikes the rooster, who is called Gevel, a man, such as another man, superior one, above him, Isaac, Bina. The flame of Isaac's pillar is the judgment of Bina, angel Gabriel, a rooster, a man, the quality of Gvura, which serves a higher man than him, Malchut of Atzilut, the lesser light. The judgment of Bina strikes under the wings of Gabriel, and then the Malchut receives the voice of Bina through him. When Gabriel calls, all the roosters of this world, and another flame comes out of him, reaching them under their wings, and they call. This is so because when Gabriel sounds the voice of Bina to the upper Gevel, Malchut, the flame comes out of Gabriel and reaches all the roosters of this world, which are the judgments in the space of this world. And they all call out only by the voice that was sweetened with the quality of mercy from Bina. Thus the voice, which is the judgment of Malchut, no longer dominates the second half of the night. Its place is taken by the voice of Bina, to which the calling of the roosters of this world indicates. This is why it was said here that when the rooster calls, it is the actual midnight, since the rooster indicates that the voice of Bina has already been accepted into Malchut, at which time it is the actual point of midnight, from which the half of the night begins, good without any bad. And once Malchut receives the voice of Bina, the righteous raise Man through the Torah, when they engage after midnight and raise her to the rejoicing Gvura of Upper Ima. As it is written, she rises while it is still night, for then she appears in all her splendor and grandeur. This is the way of the Holy Malchut, to appear only at night. And she goes by day and appears by night and dispenses food in the morning. She appears only in the Garden of Eden to those righteous who correct her so with the engagement of their Torah, who study after midnight. You find that then the Creator is with the righteous in the Garden of Eden, since then the Holy Divinity is corrected in the Garden of Eden, while she is watered from a stream of pleasantness, Chokhmah, and plays with the righteous, who are included in her in Man. It is forbidden to bless in the morning with impure and filthy hands. And so it is every hour. This is so because that spirit of impurity of the primordial serpent remains on one's fingers even after he has risen from his sleep. And his filth is removed only by washing with a vessel. So it is every hour, and not necessarily after sleep. Rather, every filth and dirt is a place of holding for the Sita'acha, and it is forbidden to bless unless after washing in water.
172.
This is so because when one is asleep, his spirit departs from him. And when the spirit departs from him, the spirit of impurity is prepared for him and stays on his hand and defiles them. Then it is forbidden to bless in them without washing the hands. But on a day when he does not sleep, and the spirit does not depart from him, and the spirit of impurity does not stay over him, yet when he walks into the lavatory, he will not bless or read even a single word in the Torah before he washes his hands, but not because they are dirty, for with what did they become dirty? 173. Woe unto those people who do not notice and do not know the glory of their master, and do not know on what the world stands. There is a spirit in every lavatory in the world, which is present there and enjoys that disgust and feces, and immediately stays over those fingers of a person.
Well, I say we have many questions here. Well, it's good. Let's begin with Turkey 4.
Toda Rav, selam. Amaca yönelik sürekli bir uyanıklık ve fokus halinde nasıl olabilir miyiz? Bundan bahsedebilir miyiz?
Thank you, Rav. Can we speak of some state where we're always alert or awake so we can protect ourselves from the death that the text mentions here, or the primordial serpent, or all of that?
No, it's impossible. Just imagine if we start getting into some action and or activity and we succeed in it and advance will into abundance, into infinity or something, then we don't need the Creator. We are successful on our own. And we don't care about anything. In this way, we will not find the upper force. We will not want to rise to his level because we are successful on our own level, on our current level, in our current state. So it doesn't work this way. The Creator organizes such situations for us every time where we feel a little more and a little more how much we have to get new forces and new vessels from Him. And then we acquire it from Him. We ask. We get it. And eventually we become like Him. And then we advance correctly. That's the main thing. That every single moment we discover what it is we lack and how to receive it from the Creator. This is basically our entire work, our whole life.
Woman Turkey 1.
Women Turkey 1.
Woman Turkey 1.
Selam Rav, selam Dünya Kulesi. Rav, metinde geçen uyumakla güvenmek arasında bir ilişki var mıdır?
Hello Rav, in the text it speaks about sleep and trust. Is there a connection between sleep and trust? And what quality in our 10 represents the action of washing the hands with the water?
Sleep is called the departure of the mochin, when a person can't quite scrutinize what is happening to him. Just like we when we are asleep. And the rest we receive from above. The main thing is to feel that we are not asleep. That we are asleep and we're lacking something, which is to connect between us and to ask the Creator. Everything else, all the guidance and everything we ask and what we have to achieve, everything, we receive it from above.
Beseder.
Okay.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот тут мы изучаем в разных вариациях, что происходит с Малхут. И праведники поднимают Малхут в исправление. А о чем здесь идет речь? Что такое Малхут? Вот в десятке, скажем.
It says the righteous raise the Malchut in correction. What is it in the ten, the Malchut?
that they can connect together, and then they feel their one common root, which is called the Creator, and they can turn to Him and ask Him and receive from Him everything they need. This is why all of us are parts of Malchut.
Это наше общее желание в десятке. Его мы пытаемся исправить, поднять к Творцу.
Ken.
It's our common desire in the 10. That's what we're trying to correct?
Yes. Women, Turkey 7.
Selam sevgili Rav. Selam Dünya Kilisi. Sorumuz şu. Malhut'un binaya yükselişi sadece çöl koşulunda mı gerçekleşiyor ve çölden alınan miras nedir?
Does the Malhut rise to Bina only in the state of desert? And what is the inheritance the text mentions here in the beginning? Where it says, from the desert she inherited that to become a bride and get into the chupa.
Malchut is called a bride. In the end, she has to be a woman, a wife, to rise to the level of Zeranpin and be connected with Zeranpin. And together they are to be called Zon. And they have to rise and gather assemble with Abba Ve'ima. And this is their place. When Zeranpin and Malchut become like Abba Ve'ima. This is basically all the corrections.
Belarus.
А в духовной работе что значит омовение рук сразу при пробуждении? Спасибо.
The spiritual work right after waking up, well, what is that?
To raise our vessels of reception from the will to receive in order to receive that's left in them after we sleep, after we are disconnected from holiness. And then we are ready with our vessels, with our hands, to enter, to go into scrutinies and corrections in order to bestow upon the Creator.
It
also happens as a physical action. After I wake up, I ask the Creator to connect.
Physical actions have no connection. You can wash your hands with whatever you want. But the spiritual dirt will remain on them. Question. Concerning waking up, when we wake up from a dream, of spiritual one, or what? Question. Physical. Let's say, in a state of sleep, I don't control myself. But once I wake up physically, what I do spiritually, what is it? Rav, yes, we also wash our hands. We wash our hands. But it doesn't give us any spiritual cleaning. You yourself understand that there's nothing spiritual in this cup of water. You're just washing your hands.
Жидкости в
духовном in a spiritual liquid, in spiritual water, that's a different story. You have to rise to the level of the water, the level of Bina. And then
твое желание получать так, что все намерение получать от них уйдет, и останется только намерение отдавать.
Your will to receive in such a way that all the intention to receive goes away and only the intention to bestow remains. And then you can do with these hands whatever you want. This will be the real, the correct work in bestowal. Florida.
Thank you, Rav. So, talking about washing the hands, it says that two vessels must be prepared. A higher vessel, for which is the washing cup, and then a lower vessel to receive the filth. Why does there have to be a vessel to receive the filth? What is this all about?
So we don't spread it everywhere, but rather take this vessel into which we poured water from our hands, and these waters are no longer pure. And then we spill this water in the intended place, the place of the filth.
Балтия-3.
Да, спасибо. Доброе утро, Раф. Я хочу выяснить, что такое сон.
Thank you, Rav. I want to scrutinize what is a dream in spirituality. What does it mean that a person is asleep? Is he in a descent or inactive spiritually? What does it mean by sleeping?
Rav,
when a person is not active spiritually, this is called sleep or being in a dream. Women mock. Question, dear Rav, we said that washing the hands is the preparation of the intention, and the edges, the tips of the fingers, are they vessels of bestowal?
Rav,
the tips of the fingers are the crassest intentions from which it is very difficult for us to extract the egoistic intention. So the main thing we need to do is to wash the tips of our fingers. We know what these vessels are, but they're not our physical hands or the tips of our physical hands. Question. So tell me, the hands, they are to do work. To bestow. The hands, do they symbolize bestowal? Not necessarily. The hands can also symbolize reception. It depends how you use them. This is why we need to wash them, meaning to remove from them all the possibilities that are unclean, possibilities of reception. So only the ability to bestow remains in them, and then we can use these hands. Ita 1.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Good morning, Rav.
Se è sufficiente l'intenzione, dire di mettere l'intenzione, pensare all'intenzione.
The 10 is asking, is it enough di lavarsi le mani? To... The 10 is asking, is the intention that we do in washing our hands, is that enough? No. We shouldn't start getting confused. And this intention, and that washing of the hands, everything is in its place. We only need to say that all the commandments we do are in order to clean, to cleanse the will to receive from the intention to receive. All the commandments are to cleanse, the will to receive of a person from the intention to receive. Okay? PT 31. Question. Rav, in the previous excerpts, you talked a lot about speaking in a whisper, without voice. Is there an advantage in this silence that we can use in the tent? Rav, no, we don't need that for now. Rechovot. Question. Good morning, dear Rav. What is the logical action in the ten of going to the laboratory? When we want to get rid of all the filth that we have in the will to receive, and that's why we need it.
Beersheva.
Beersheva.
Good
morning, Rav. Good morning, world. And continuing Yaakov's question, but from a different direction. The issue of raising man only through the lips without moving the palate and everything, does it have any meaning in our work?
In the meantime, that's what he says. There will be many more possibilities in raising man.
Thank you very much, Rav.
You're welcome.